the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've moved the show up a half an hour to accommodate our friends that follow us to do the pregame for the college football that's happening. We've got Michigan and Eastern at noon, as well as Western and Central. If you're headed to those tailgates, I wish I was with you. We're sitting here live at Vicky's Pasty Shop and Barbecue Shop in downtown Saranac. If you're headed over to the Michigan State game, I guess you're going to South Bend, so probably, unless you're coming from east of here, you're not on the way. But if you are, you need to come up here and grab some of these pasties and a little bit of this barbecue for your tailgate. I tell you what, it's fantastic.
That's right. And if you're on your way to a game, do not drink and drive, okay? Do not drink and drive. You might hit a bump and spill something.
That's right. But we've got, I think we reached back and we've got our friend Kenny Peterson from Tabor Hill. Kenny, you out there?
I am here. And we are on the way to South Bend.
Oh, man. So who are you rooting for?
Well, you know, I'm a Notre Dame fan at heart. East Lansing has had bitter rivals with my team, Nebraska, in the past, so I've never really got along with the Spartans as well as the Irish. But I'm a Cornhusker when all said and done. Sorry,
okay.
Gentlemen.
That's okay. Somebody's got to husk it. Well, we just basically need to get, you know, the Peterson perspective, and we want to know... Okay, what three wines you think, being, you know, that you're all that in a box of chocolates when it comes to wine. And you do sell chocolates, too. Your chocolates rock. But back to the wine for tailgating. Are you bringing chocolates to your tailgate?
I would. I would bring chocolates. I would bring Pinot Noir because it's a great tailgating red. I mean, if you're a red wine drinker, you can, of course, enjoy it. If you're not a red wine drinker, you're going to love it with the grilled fare off of the Grillin' Guys concoction. I'm trying to think of one of your spices, and none of them are popping into my head right now. But, no, Pinot Noir seems to stand up really, really well this time of year. Also, Riesling. If you do a semi-dry Riesling, either from us down here, down south, or from the northern guys, awesome with the grill fare. We actually are pairing it this weekend with a Jamaican jerk ahi tuna. So something with a little bit of spice seems to be pairing very well with it. And then also this time of year, with that little bit of crisp in the air, of course, you got to bring out the cranberry wine. It seems to go well by itself. It seems to go well with the big chocolate cake. Or if you're doing nice barbecue chicken, barbecue ribs, chill it up. It's a great wine to pair with that.
If you're just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys. I'm 107.3. And we are talking with Kenny Peterson from Tabor Hill Winery. And Tabor Hill's become one of my favorites because I've just gotten to know this crazy guy named Kenny, and he keeps feeding me these great wines, and you single-handedly opened my eyes to how wonderful Michigan wines are. But I'm kind of shocked, honestly, you didn't say your Cab Franc or your Cab Franc.
You know what? The only reason I didn't say Cab Franc is because we were almost out of it, and the 2010 isn't going to come out of the barrels for another few months, so I don't want to put that that word in people's heads any more than it already is. But Cab Franc, of course, is fall fare, and we do a really, really nice dry Cab Franc rosé that seems to go really, really well this time of year. If you don't like it really, really cold, you can drink it room temp on a day like today, and the crisp in the air will chill it just enough. As well as the Michigan cherry wines, both from northern Michigan and southern and southwest Michigan, seem to go very, very, very well with the fall fare.
Hey, Kenny, it's Jop here. If I'm headed down to that sacred ground in South Bend, how do I find your place if I wanted to wheel through and grab a couple bottles of wine for my tailgate?
Very, very easy. Eventually, on 994, you're going to connect with US 31, and you take that right down to South Bend. We are right off of US 31. They had done a little bit of an expansion on that highway probably about 10 years ago, and it really, really helped out a lot of the northern businesses, especially because you can just get off of exit 13, you turn right, and you don't turn, and you'll literally go right into our vineyard. Again, that's exit 13 off of US 31. You take a right turn off of the exit and don't turn. Go straight for 5.5 miles, and we will have a glass of wine waiting for you.
Oh, that sounds inviting. And for those that like white wines, something a little on the sweeter side, you make something that Maureen is very fond of, as you know, and then that's your Kerner.
Kerner, yes. It's a grape that you don't see a whole lot in the States. It's something that you usually have to go over to Germany to find. I think both us and Lemon Creek are the only vintners in the entire state of Michigan to produce that particular grape. I don't think the German government ever granted us access. I think they were suitcased in the 70s. But at least that was the story that I was told. Either way, it's a dynamite wine, and it's a dynamite grape to do both in a dry style like Lemon Creek does it, or we do it with a little bit of sweetness, kind of like a Riesling. And it's a great fall pair as well. Thanksgiving food, for sure.
Well, and if you're taking it to a tailgate, it's a little cooler out anyway, so you can just let that go with the ambient temperature. If it's like in the 40s or, you know, probably going to be in the 40s today, that's the perfect temperature for a Kerner. You don't want to get any colder.
Absolutely. And, you know, this just popped in my head. Classic Demi Red is it's the tailgating wine. It's kind of, we always take a case everywhere we go. It's plenty of Demi Reds that's built on Spartan ground in good name. But that's a red that you can do both chilled or room temp, and it's got a little bit of a sweetness. So, again, barbecue chicken, burgers off the grill, unbelievable.
Hey, Kenny, if I'm lazy and I don't want to do a tailgate, you got a restaurant at the winery too, don't you? What time you open today?
Believe it or not, we do have a restaurant. 11:30 we open. Definitely call ahead. The weekends this time of year fill up very, very, very quickly. We started harvesting this week. The first grapes came in on Tuesday, and it seems like right when we do that, everybody wants to find us, especially on the weekend. So
exactly.
We would love to see everybody. Tours every day, noon to 4:30. They run every half hour, and it's a great time to take a tour while we're harvesting.
Yeah, you get a little jump on there on your trip down to Notre Dame for that Michigan State-Notre Dame game. Wheel up through there. Stop by, have lunch, have a glass of wine, take a couple bottles down to your tailgate with you. Just a perfect little addition to your trip. Hey, Kenny, we got to wrap this up, but thanks a lot for touching base with us. We love those Tabor Hill wines, and we look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
Thank you, gentlemen. Keep doing what you do. You guys are absolutely awesome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, bud. And go green. That was Kenny Peterson from Tabor Hill. What do we got coming up, Job?
Well, in the next segment, we're going to talk to our buddy Todd Visser from Zager's Pool and Spa. And he's going to talk about closing up your pool and opening up your hot tub. And you're going to have a little of
That's a good call.
Parisian and guacamole lime sauce. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.